Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
All right, so we are at the Stafford Ecological Center in Delaware. And I'm speaking with Dwight Wells of the West Central Ohio Beekeepers Association. And this, the idea for the show kind of was born out of when I did the Down on the Farm episodes, and we were at the Berger Westfall and Heath Farms. And I know that there are problems right now with bees. There's something happening to bees. They're dying. We don't know what it is exactly. And people don't realize that you can plant a whole field of corn or soybeans, and if you don't have bees to cross-pollinate them, you don't get fruit. You don't get the grain that we are trying to grow. So I thought it would be good to learn a little bit more about bees and what we're doing. And so Dwight is, considered a local expert. He's kind of humble, but people I've talked to said he's the man. So welcome to the show, Dwight.
Thank you, sir. What we're doing with bees in today's world is trying to determine how we can help them. And the scientists have come up with several different elements of trying to help the bees under the term of sustainable beekeeping. Bees need, in order to be healthy, they need nectar and pollen for good nutrition. And in today's world, during the month of July and August especially, because of the corn and the beans, there's very little nutritional value coming in from the corn. And depending if the beans have been sprayed, it may hurt the bees. So beekeepers are trying to find land where they can put their bees that they have continual nectar and pollen from the spring until late fall before frost. The issue is it's hard to find areas of good, sustainable beekeeping land. That's one of the biggest issues, is the nutritional area in time in July and August. They have to have good nutrition to build the bees for the winter cluster. There are summer.
What's a cluster?
A cluster is the term used to when the bees form their winter. They huddle together in a cluster to keep warm on honey during the cold winter months of winter. The bees that are winter bees can live 5 to 6 months old. The bees in the summertime only live about approximately 7 weeks.
Really? Only 7 weeks? What's the difference?
It's the physiology of the bees that are made in the winter, for the winter. And the bees start making the winter bees around the 1st of September.
Can we tell them apart by looking at them?
No, you cannot. Only the scientists can tell. The difference is that the winter bees have more protein on their bodies. And they also have a different makeup in their bodies as far as keeping alive in the wintertime. I wouldn't call it antifreeze, but there's a difference in the physiology of the bees besides the high protein level. We call it fat bees in the wintertime, skinny bees in the summertime.
Okay, fat bees and skinny bees. And so they live 5 months if they're winter bees. You said 7 weeks if they're summer bees?
That's correct.
And is it because they're almost like they're spending most of their life trying to stay warm?
Well, in the wintertime, bees don't do a lot of flying. In the summertime, the bees are very active producing new bees. They feed the larva. When a queen lays an egg, it's an egg for 3 days, larva for 6 days, a pupa for 12 days. During the 6 days it's a larva, it grows tremendously from a very minute size, like the size of a rice, up until it almost fills the cell before it's capped over as sealed brood, and it spins its cocoon and forms a pupa for 12 days when it emerges as an adult bee. During the 6 days that it's a larva, it is fed a lot of raw jelly. And here's the issue. The bees have to have good sources of nectar and protein to make the royal jelly. If they have low levels of protein or nectar, we have the term of dry brood. There's not enough royal jelly that the larva can eat while it's growing. And that's a major issue, not just in Ohio, but around the nation.
What do we do about it?
During the dry period, when we find dry brood, we have to feed them protein patties. The protein patties have about 25% crude protein, and along with some carbohydrates in the form of sugar.
What does a protein patty look like? Can maybe we get a picture of one while I'm here? No?
No, I don't have any with me.
Okay. Now, can you describe one? Is it about the size of a hamburger patty or something?
They come commercially. You can buy them from the suppliers. They're about 10 inches long, about 3.5-4 inches wide, and about 3/8 of an inch thick.
And you put that in?
You put them on top of the top bars, and they eat.
A top bar?
A top bar is the top of the frame. A frame is a wooden device that fits inside this box or the super that the bees build their comb on, and that is called a frame. The frame was invented by a man by the name of Reverend Langstroth. He's buried in Dayton, Ohio. He has a connection with Ohio. His son-in-law was a professor over at Miami University, and that's how he came to be in Ohio. But he discovered the bee space back in the 1800s, which is 3/8 of an inch, and then he designed the movable frame.
So that's the amount of room they need between the glass and the what?
The frame. There's typically either 5, 8, or 10 frames in a hive that are together as leaves, and that's what the bees put their brood and the comb. The queen lays the egg, and it becomes brood, and that's where the brood is raised for the succeeding generations of bees. Then the honey is stored above that brood nest, we call it.
Okay. So the queen lays one egg or a bunch of eggs?
The queen lays about 1,500 eggs a day, which is more than her own weight.
Wow. Wow. So she has to be very well nourished. And then these other bees, do they pollinate? They... what would the word be? They would almost like fertilize those eggs.
The eggs are fertilized when the queen lays them.
Really? They're already fertilized? Okay. That's sufficient. You don't even need the guys, right?
That's another subject.
Okay. We'll save that.
When the queen lays an egg, it's an egg for 3 days. So and then turns into a larva. Here's what happens. After the adult bees emerge for 3 days, they clean the cells and polish the cells for the queen to lay new eggs in those cells. From 4 days to 10 days are the nurse bees. The nurse bees are the girls that produce the royal jelly for the larva, and they do house cleaning. As they progress in age, they have different tasks that they perform. At day 10 through about day 16, 17, they produce secrete wax so that they can build comb and repair comb in the hive.
And what's comb again?
Comb is a six-celled, comb is comprised of six-celled holes in the frame, and there's typically on a deep frame, which is about 19 inches by... I forget the correct dimensions right now in talking to you. Each frame generally has around six, and a deep frame, as we call it, has about 6,800 cells that the bees can use to store honey, store pollen, or raise brood.
Okay, I didn't know they used them for different things. Now, we do always do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day. And so the question of the day is going to be whether does honey promote tooth decay? And so I always kind of give people the answer before we actually do it for real. And there's some people think that if you use honey instead of regular sugar, that you don't get as many cavities, but actually that's not true. And so just remember that is not true. Honey, people get cavities with honey just as easily as they do with the regular refined sugars. And in fact, some people would say they get more cavities because the honey is sticky and stays on the teeth a little longer. Had you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't. That's not my area of expertise. You're the dentist and I'm not.
Okay. All right. So, and when we come back, I have many, many more questions. I want to learn more about this event that was held today, which was the Heartland Bee Breeders Corporate Honeybee Festival, right?
That's correct.
And wait a minute. We're going to do that after the commercial. But first, we want to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. But before we do, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and we're back, and we are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Don't forget, the winner receives free flowers from Weisdember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. That's free flowers from Weisdember Florist. Delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Actually, you know what I ought to do? I ought to get a thing of honey from here and make that the gift. Maybe that's what we'll do. Okay, so you're going to win a free thing of honey. Maybe we'll have two winners. Anyway, okay, so the question is honey better for teeth than regular sugar? All right? Does honey cause more or less cavities than regular sugar, or is it the same? So A would be more, B would be less, C would be the same. All right, go ahead and call 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Brighten your life with a smile that shows
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates. Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us,
262-9588.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kvitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
Okay, we are back. We are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We're with Dwight Wells. He is an expert beekeeper from the West Central Ohio Beekeepers Association. And Dr. Kvitko's question of the day is, let me just restate it, is honey better or worse than sugar when causing decay? So we're going to say A, it's better, B, it's worse, C, the same. And Dwight, do me a favor and choose a number between 1 and 4.
3.
You're going to go with 3. Okay, and just in case we decide to give somebody different that gets the flowers, we give another winner the honey. Pick another number.
2.
Okay, so we're going to go to caller number 3 first, and then maybe caller number 2.
All right, so let me ask our producer, who is caller number 3, meaning who wins the free flowers from Vice Number Florist, and who is caller number 2, meaning who wins the 1-pound bottle of pure honey from Latshaw Apiaries in Alexandria, Ohio.
The winner of the free flowers this morning is going to be Linda. She is from Pickerington. And the winner of the 1-pound bottle of pure honey is Connie from Baltimore.
All right, so while my producer is getting the information from our winners, let me go ahead and let's go back to our interview with Dwight. So Dwight, we were talking off the air a little bit, and you were talking about sustainable bee. Tell me there's non-sustainable and sustainable. Tell me what we're talking about.
Sustainable beekeeping is the method that a beekeeper can do to sustain himself year round, not having to buy packaged bees. He can produce his own queens, and he can produce his own nucs. A nuc is abbreviation for nucleus. Nucleus is a small colony with a new queen. He can overwinter those nucs or nucleuses over winter, so he can replace his losses come spring, the following spring, without having to go outside of the state of Ohio to buy bees that are not adapted to the weather and the conditions in Ohio. We are producing northern adapted queens. In order to do that, we held a event over at Purdue University with Dr. Greg Hunt. Dr. Hunt is an acclaimed worldwide expert on honeybee genetics, and he has developed a line of bees called the Indiana Leg Chewers. They chew the legs off of the mites. The varroa...
Bees chew legs off of mice?
Mites.
Oh, mites. Okay, mites. Other people might have heard that wrong, too. Okay.
There is a parasite that came into North America, around the world, about 30 years ago, called a varroa mite. That is a parasite on bees. It bites the skin or the outside covering of the bees, and they get an infection, and they get a virus. And that's a major issue we have with honeybees in, we'll say, Ohio. It's around the world, but we'll stick with Ohio. So we are developing a line of bees, different traits of bees, that will groom and keep the threshold of the mites below an economic threshold. So the bees will not get the virus and will be able to be healthy year-round. So what we did out of Purdue, and in about three weeks ago, we took out about 150 unmated queens. We inseminated about 90 of them.
In a laboratory?
That's correct.
And how do you put them? Do you have to put them asleep?
We put them asleep with CO2.
Really? You just pump in CO2 and they fall asleep? Okay.
They fall asleep, and then we inseminate them with semen that we have collected from drones, from the proper drones. And, of course, you're working with a very small insect, so we have to do it very carefully. It has to be a sterile environment. We put in about 8 microliters of semen in each queen, and then she'll wake up out of the CO2. And then 24 hours later, we gas them again with CO2 so that she'll start producing eggs. And then after that happens, then we have to go through a process of introducing the queens back into a small nuc or nucleus so that she can be taken care of. And if that happens successfully, she'll start laying eggs. So now she's a breeder queen. We take those breeder queens and then we take larvae from those eggs that the queen has laid, the breeder queen has laid. Then we start producing new production queens from those breeder queens that we produced over at Purdue University. We had 4 states involved in this exercise: West Virginia, Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. And it was a first year. We made some mistakes, but we learned from our mistakes, and next year we've already got the date set. We're going to do it June the 10th through the 13th next year. It'll be we have to continually improve our processes so that we get more breeder queens that we can get out into the four states, into the queen producers of each one of those four states, so they can sell production queens to those beekeepers who want to be able to build their own nucs or nucleuses for the following winter.
So they sell them to beekeepers, they don't sell them to farmers. How do the farmers get them?
Well, the beekeepers are working with the farmers. The beekeepers need land for their bees to have healthy environment for nectar and pollen.
So does that mean the farmers provide some free land so that the beekeepers can house their bees?
There are some farmers that have land that is friendly, pollinator friendly for the bees to use for nectar and pollen collection. We have to be careful in today's world where we have fairly low chemical sprays on farm crops. It's not the farmer's fault. He has to have healthy crops himself, so he has to use fungicides and pesticides in order to control his issues with his corn and beans. It's our responsibility, beekeepers, to find pollinator-friendly areas in land around Ohio, and there are different areas of Ohio that are friendlier than others.
So in some cases, you have to be away from the farms.
That's correct. We have to find CRP land. We have to find places like we're at Stratford here that are organic farms. And there are a coalition of organizations now within Ohio that are waiting to get bees on their land, and those areas do not have sprays.
Okay, that's good to know. Hey, we have to go to another break. This is really interesting. You can stay with us, right?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko and Dwight Wells, who is the West Central Ohio Beekeepers Association. Are you the president?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. And we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. The other day, I saw a dental office TV commercial that said they make their dentures in days, not weeks. Well, guess what? We now offer the Lorel One-Step Denture, which means we can make your denture in about an hour. You heard me right. Dentures in about an hour. And on top of that, they cost only half as much as traditional dentures. If you have a few teeth that need removed first, we can do that at the same time and still make your dentures in about an hour. Interested? Call us at 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa! And I go to Dr. Kvitko and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Does it hurt when you smile? You're a killjoy, bad boy. Sipping on your wound to the world. Is it gonna kill you to smile? Maybe just try.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're here with Dwight Wells from the West Central Ohio Beekeepers Association. And we're talking about beekeeping, sustainable beekeeping. We're talking about how, honestly, the bee population is in danger and we need to help them, and how bees are friendly, and all little kids, I think, grow up being afraid of bees, and the first thing they want to do is swat one or kill it, and we need to not do that. We need to teach our children not to do that, correct?
Correct. There's three things I think I want to end with. One is honeybees are out there to collect pollen and honey, and they are not out there to sting anybody. If they're threatened, they'll defend themselves just like we defend ourselves if we're threatened. Honeybees are not out to sting anybody. The other thing is the average citizen in Ohio if they would plant more flowers that are pollinator friendly, not just for the honeybees, but for the bumblebees and the butterflies, the moths, the hummingbirds. There's a major lack of good flower, pollen and nectar flowers out there. Whether you have a small lot, city lot, or whether you have 10 acres and you can set aside an acre and to plant pollinator-friendly flowers. That's one of the biggest things that the average citizen can do. Together with thousands or millions of people in Ohio doing that would have a major positive effect on pollinators in Ohio. The third thing I think to end up is talking again about sustainable beekeeping. We have got to be able to have northern adapted stock where the bees will survive the winter and they'll be healthy and strong and be mite tolerant to be able to live for many years and go out and pollinate the flowers, the cherries, the apples, the pears, all the different fruits and all the vegetables that everybody has in their backyard. The backyard gardeners need honeybees, and there's a lack of honeybees for the average backyard gardener in Ohio. So if everybody would work together with the beekeepers, and if the beekeepers would focus on reading about sustainable beekeeping, it would be a major help for the honeybees in Ohio.
Okay, and where can somebody find a list of those nectar-friendly flowers? Where what flowers are you referring to, the ones that the honeybees like?
If they go to their county extension website and click on resources, click on Bee Lab, and you could go to the OSU area, that they have a list of flowers and different websites that they can click on to get the sources, the resources, the seed sources that they could plant for pollinators in Ohio.
Okay, Dwight, and if somebody had more questions, can they reach out to you or reach out to your Beekeepers Association? How should they access that info?
West Central Ohio Beekeepers has a website. It's www.wcoba.com. We also have a Facebook page. You could also email me at dwells85@woh.rr.com, and I will respond to your emails.
Okay, that's really nice of you. So if people have more questions, you'll be able to get your questions answered. And what we'll do is we'll put that up on the Dentally Speaking website as well. And so, Dwight, I want to thank you so much for your time. I know that you're in great demand and you've had a long day and you've been answering questions for probably 5 hours now.
I appreciate you coming over and interviewing me. Anything I can do to help the honeybees, I'm happy to.
Okay, great. Sweet. I had to get that in there. All right. Well, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
All right, so let me just recap. The dental connection to today's show is the information that honey is just as bad for our teeth as regular granulated sugar. In fact, some people think it's worse because it's sticky, and there's some thought that it sticks to your teeth a little bit longer. And one more important thing, and that is, if you give a child, you have to wait till they're at least two, but if you give a child locally produced honey, they will be less apt to be allergic to things like pollen and clover and all that stuff because they get little bits of it in the honey. It's pretty cool. Check it out. I want to remind folks that the Team Smile event that was scheduled for June 27th has been rescheduled for August 8th. So we still need dentists, hygienists, and dental assistants to help us with that. We also want to make sure that we have enough dentists and dental assistants and dental hygienists and regular just lay volunteers to help us with our Dentistry from the Heart event, which we are doing at our office on September 12th. That's from 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, and that everybody can come and get free dental care that day. We have hundreds of volunteers. Remember, all of the podcasts are available at dentallyspeaking.com. Today was show number 338. And next week, we are going to have the probably the last of my tour of the Dr. John Harris Dental Museum. So be sure to join me Sunday, every Sunday morning, right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.